Queensland University of Technology, the Learning Design Templates project. I have included here my email if you want to follow up with any questions post the session, but I will join you at the end for questions online. First, an overview of what I'll talk about in the 20 minutes I have today. I'll go into some of the background about why we decided to develop the templates, and we'll have a look at some of the examples of templates online, have a look at how they actually work and their design. There are 8 of them. We'll have a look at the process from a template to being embedded within a unit website and how academic staff got to use them. We'll have a look at the scalability of the templates and the purpose against what actually happened. We'll have a look at the support requirements and a little bit about the discussion that we had within our team about how much we need to dictate or how much we leave open with the templates and what that might mean for academic learning design. We'll have a little bit of a chat about what happened at the end of the project. In 2005, there were some reports which really consolidated a picture in our minds about how the online learning and teaching system was being used by our students and staff. The first one was an internal survey, which is carried out every 3 years, and which includes questions on the use of the online learning and teaching system. It includes other online systems at the university as well. But this report basically showed that students were feeling they loved the system, they loved the flexibility, they loved the way it worked, but they really found it difficult to know where to find the content because it was completely free and up to the academic to add the content to the areas that they wished and to label it however they wanted. The second was very similar, but it was across the ATN network and asked students to reflect on how they were using what they thought of their learning management system. It echoed the results of the first report for us. And the last one was an evaluation on how the learning management system is being used by data mining out of the system in terms of usage statistics. So we looked at things like the numbers of communication tools, the numbers of group work tools, the types of discussions happening in the discussion forum. And we found that generally the usage of these types of, I suppose, socio-constructivist approaches, as demonstrated by numbers of usage and incorporation within websites, was quite a lot lower than we were expecting. We were also very aware of the limitations of our academic staff in terms of time to give to learning design and learning design online. And we were very aware that we had 9 instructional designers and 9 faculties, which sounds okay until you hear that we had 4,000 websites to look after. So there was a great deal of pressure on both academic staff and the learning design staff to think about how we can easily develop our teaching staff to teach well online. We considered the results of the surveys and the, I suppose, possible pitfalls of the approach that we'd taken in terms of a blank slate for the online learning and teaching system. Because it was an in-house built system, we allowed quite a lot of flexibility for staff. And what we found was that although some of them were using this very creatively and very effectively, quite a lot of academic staff were labelling some very basic things very differently and locating them in different parts of this website, as we discussed under the report. And we also wanted to make good learning design as easy as possible, with the idea that unless it is as easy as editing and managing your website, there's no possible way anyone's going to invest extra time to learn how to use the templates. Let's have a look at the templates themselves and how they were designed. I was involved with this project with 2 very talented learning designers, Naomi Waldron and Peter Duffy, who's now in Hong Kong. So this is very much a collaborative effort. The learning designs we ended up presenting as a bit of an overview. We had 8 learning designs in total in that first development phase. And it went all the way from designs that could take over the whole site, right the way through to specific tools and small activities that could be incorporated within the overview of another site. So what we tried to do was to actually provide a bit of an overview in terms of what the design might apply to. We used the University of Wollongong's work with learning designs to help us in terms of framing the focus and in terms of thinking about learning design and tools and so forth. We also tried to link this with the graduate attributes that we were looking at as a university. So if we have a look at some of the learning designs themselves, we provided a little an overview for each learning design, which briefly gave a bit of background in terms of what the design was intending to do and the types of learning outcomes. We also tried to include tips about how best to use this particular learning design, and the idea was to continue to add tips as these came out from use. On the right hand side, we also linked out to the tools, tools within the online learning teaching system that this is employing. We included any references that might be relevant, and we also linked to having a look at the template itself. So within an actual template, this is what would be copied into the website itself. So within an actual template, there would be portions which would be information to staff about the template. So for example, staff instructions and so forth. And there would also be a portion which was a generic type of piece of information and scene setting and information to students about what they're doing in that particular part of the site, which the staff could change to suit their own situation. So they could actually go in and edit the instructions to suit them. Then it was a matter of collecting all the different resources that were required for the different elements of the template. So this is where we grouped things like discussion forums and a bit of general information and so forth. So it provided a bit of an outline, I suppose. It provided the tools that were necessary to make this work within the context of a particular design. So what the students would see, obviously the staff would need to insert the problem in there. They would see the same kind of information. They would be able to go in and save their notes, which would then come up again the next time they go into the website, for example, these things that I've just been putting in. And so it really forms a way of just gathering all the resources together within some kind of context to allow the staff to use these snippets or whole of site information across in within their own courses. If we have a look at one of the very specific ones, maybe if we have a look at the six thinking hats, the Bono kind of tool to allow students to think about the various elements of a particular problem. Again, it's an overview about the purpose. When a staff member actually goes in to have a look at what the template's like or implements it into their website, it looks more or less like this. And they, again, they are able to administer and change the instructions. They're also able to have a look at some instructions for staff which students couldn't then see. So some framing, I suppose, for staff about where that might be appropriate to use this tool. For example, here it might be useful if students are overly black or white on a topic and so forth. And within each of these, so this provided a little tool where students can record their particular responses to the various thinking hats in relation to the problem that's been summarised above. So this blue hat, you're able to post a response there and come back to that later. So essentially, this was simply a way of taking the tools that already existed within the learning management system, for example, with the group work area, text areas and discussion topics and so forth, and to group them around a particular educational outcome, I suppose, or educational tool to make this easier for staff to implement into their website. So the first aspect was to actually decide for us which of the various templates and various designs that we would choose first to work on. And we did end up deciding to come up with a group constructivist type of collaborative role play type template, which would allow people to actually set up a scenario and to allow various resources to be available, students to discuss them and to reflect on them and to create an exhibit or an assessment piece as part of that. And we also decided that because at the time we had a lot of work, integrated learning work on as well, we decided to look at some generic template for work integrated learning. We also decided to look at some way of a template to allow students to see the unit at a glance, if you like, an advanced organiser of what is necessary, what's happening in each week in the course. So that could be something that could actually link into the whole site, or could just be at the front page of the site to provide students with an organiser. Then we decided to look at a number of different smaller creative thinking tools, because we wanted to see how and whether, given that many staff already had some content and had already committed to a certain design of their site, we wanted to allow staff to implement smaller pieces, if you like, learning activities and learning designs into their existing designs. So that's where we looked at thinking tools to have students reflect on, say, an article or reflect on various things that were going on in their course. So in terms of what we needed to actually do with the template to create something that was scalable, first of all we needed to allow for a system and servers that could actually copy such a large amount of information, large quantities of tools and so forth into our website. And for the pilot, certainly we did that overnight. So we set something to run overnight. So you will notice in the previous screens that we had a look at, there was a place to register your interest in having a template. So we did it that way. In the future, we wanted to actually look at having a template embedded within the website so that just as people add pages and add discussion topics, they could add a template to their website. Now that brings up some questions about exactly where does this stop? How many templates do we offer a staff member? For example, the staff member in nursing who might have access to the whole suite of generic templates which we were envisioning would grow also, plus some nursing-specific templates, and then maybe some specific templates around cancer care, which may span several subjects, and so you want to use a template for that. So our concept was trying to classify the templates by faculty and discipline and by unit code so that we could then allow the staff access to every template that was relevant to that particular course. So what happened with the pilot was that we had seven staff from different faculties, law, science, business and creative industry, who gave feedback throughout the process of the design and who also embedded these templates within their online unit websites. They gave feedback on the design, they gave feedback on the usability. And we also had input from the University of Wollongong on some of the designs of the templates. We found that the learning design input needed when a staff member had a template in their website was about 1 to 2 hours at least, in terms of getting them familiar with the concept of a template. We used exactly the same tools as the staff member was already used to, so the editing process, the updating process was the same, but the staff member was not used to seeing instructions in the website. So if I just go and have a look at this, we just provided some links to the types of tools that people would have already been familiar with from using these in their courses because they were part of the overall system. And then we just contextualized it for that particular template. So how a discussion would be used within that template and linked back to the design itself that was using these things, along with some general suggestions relating to that particular tool. And the staff could actually give feedback or participate in some virtual debate and so forth to get a bit of an idea about how to use that tool. The templates project and the pilot ran during 2006 in, as you've seen, QUT's Online Learning and Teaching System, OLT. At the end of 2006, QUT made the decision to move from the homegrown system to Blackboard, which really signals a completely new era about where the templates may go. As you know, Blackboard won't allow quite so much fiddling with the back end that we were allowed when we had our own system. And at that time, I actually started to do various other roles within the university, so it'll be interesting to see how that continues on. I know that some templates have been built within Blackboard for nursing problem-based learning. If you're interested in some of the further information about the templates, this online ebook, which was a result of the JISC conference, is available online, Chapter 4, on this project, Learning Design Templates. And the wonderful work from the University of Wollongong is also available online, Learning Designs, UOW-EDU-AU. And you might be interested in some of the references that I talked about at the very beginning about the need for learning design templates. Some of the data that we received out of data mining our online learning and teaching system is in the first paper, and the ATN review of various universities and the online learning and teaching systems is available in the second. I hope that was of some interest to you all, and I look forward to taking your questions from Canada. Thank you very much.
what I'm going to try and do now, given that's going to switch back over. Liz is online on Skype. We can have a few questions with her if we'd like.
Hi, James.
Okay, any questions?
Hi, James. Okay, you're typing back.
Yeah, I might start with one about the editing of templates and sort of advice versus using it.
How's it all going in Sydney? Can you hear me okay? Okay. We're using the template. So did I go with staff using the advice on editing? So here we're talking about the areas where we'd put examples in and so forth. We generally had to work with staff the very first time that they used the editing aspect. And thereafter, they seemed to get the hang of the fact that there could be examples, there could be specific instructions for staff. So I think it was more of a mindset issue in terms of being used to a tool that actually didn't just have settings and functions that you would add to, but also something that would include instructions, include references, and also some kind of structure to it. Did they find the advice helpful? In some cases, I think we had a little bit of what probably occurs in every university, in the sense that staff, say in nursing, want to see an example that's a nursing example, and then they report that the advice is particularly useful. So we did try to make our examples quite general, but I think what we were hoping to do and didn't yet manage to do was to actually put in examples specific to various disciplines so that therefore the advice would be a bit more contextualised. To a new university, thinking of moving in this direction, what lessons did we learn? I suppose we learned a little bit about the back end, in the sense that replicating the templates was quite a job, quite intensive on the servers, so we ended up having to do that overnight. We learned a little bit about how people actually use tools, and I think we had a legacy of people setting up tools and looking for functions and so forth. So I suppose once we introduced them to the concept that they can actually download examples or download preset packages and templates, I think what we found was that it became easier and easier as we worked with these few people. It was that we probably thought that we were going to have this requirement on this part of the instructional designer that ended up happening at the beginning. And we started to see staff really becoming quite au fait with this new way of working. So it was, I suppose, a learning curve for both of us. And another key lesson that I learnt was just how much the politics of various things influence about which learning system you're actually using and how much flexibility we have in that. So I guess one thing that we, when we actually set out on this project, we knew that it's quite possible that the university, we were going through a process of trying to review whether we would continue to use the online learning and teaching system called ALT. And we knew there was a possibility that we wouldn't continue to use it. There was a very big possibility that we wouldn't continue to use this system. So we wanted to, the pilot was actually set up with as feedback from the pilot would then be incorporated into creating templates in the new system. But there are issues about implementing a new system which take priority over worrying about templates, so even just sort of setting it up. So one of the key things that I learned out of that is just how long these things take.
Okay, I think because of time we might wrap up at this point, but I know that Liz is happy to follow up by any of you with email or to talk to her Skype later.
No problem. All the best for the rest of the all the best for the rest of the conference. Thanks a lot.
Because we're running a little bit behind time, I think we'll move straight on. The number of people have already come in during the session, so I'd like to invite